Hooking up the nation's three big energy grids. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Wind and solar power farms are sprouting up all across the nation, but they have some reliability problems. I mean, wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine. So to keep the lights on, utilities want to grab power from any solar or wind farm that's up and working. And Sean Ali is here, and you say there's a new transmission project that might be able to help out.
Yeah, it's called the Tres Amigas Project, and it would be going up in New Mexico. It's not easy to send California's solar power eastward because it's not really connected to grids out east. And the same thing goes for sending Texan wind power westward. There's not a very good connection there either. So this Tres Amigas Project would let utilities send power across the nation's three electricity networks. I talked to Michael Giberson about this. He researches utility economics at Texas Tech University. He says the Tres Amigas Project could be going up in just the right spot.
The area where it's locating in eastern New Mexico, close to the Texas border, is an area where there's sort of great renewable energy potential, and this is going to make it much easier for the grid to accommodate that.
Now, this Tres Amigas Power Project would need federal approval, and there's another wrinkle here, too. It would also require that Texas get on board.
Well, why wouldn't it get on board?
Well, Texas runs its own utility grid, and they call it the Lone Star State, right? So they like their independence.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome, Lester.
Nowhere but Texas. That's where I'll be.
Yeah, this is the Environment Report. Businesses are watching the Senate debate on a climate bill very closely. Some are worried that a new law would mean much more expensive energy. But others are actually lobbying for climate change legislation.
If we build clean energy technologies in America,
we'll generate the jobs that'll power the 21st century.
That ad is from the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce and some corporate CEOs. Julie Grant sat down with an official with one of those companies, Eaton Corporation.
Yeah, Eaton is a power management company that, you know, sales about $15 billion and 70,000 employees worldwide.
That's Joe Wolfsberger. He's in charge of environmental programs at Eaton. The company wants Congress to approve climate change legislation and to limit greenhouse gas emissions. Wolfsberger says it could be a big opportunity for Eaton.
We'll be able to provide solutions for people to help reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, to help reduce the amount of fuel they consume on the road as part of their operations.
The company has already created new hybrid transmissions for delivery trucks. They're used in lots of UPS, FedEx, and Walmart trucks. He says it improves gas mileage 50 to 70%. Wolfsberger says a lot of companies are still questioning whether climate change is real. He says Eaton CEO Alexander Cutler gets asked about that a lot.
His response to him was that, you know, it doesn't really matter if the data is good or not. It doesn't really matter if it's a normal climatic cycle. You know, the question is, if you as a company can do better, you should do better.
But that may be easy to say when your company will benefit from climate change legislation. Jeff Holmstead is an environmental attorney. If a bill passes, Holmstead says costs are going to be a lot higher for natural gas producers and steel manufacturers, companies that depend on heavy use of fossil fuels. He says that's what the debate is all about.
Most people believe we could significantly reduce our CO2 emissions. It's just a question of how much we're willing to pay and also what we get for that.
And this is what Congress will be debating in the coming months, whether the possibility of higher energy bills is worth a chance to have a more stable climate and more energy independence.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. You can find more information and post your comments at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.